I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, well, that was like Ajax. Ajax fell off a ladder.
I watched. Ajax, I was there.
He was, how high up was he?
That was two stories high, probably 15 feet directly on his back.
15
there was,
feet.
There was an imprint on the fucking ground.
Wait, what happened?
Ajax, he had a power washer. He was power washing a roof 15 feet up on an extension ladder, blows it, and it just pushes him back off the fucking thing. And he just goes, whoa, and then falls 15 feet onto his back, dent in the ground, just gets up, nothing.
Oh, man.
And he's like, the, human, he's like, who's the mountain's evil fucking brother? Or the mountain. Yeah, he's the mountain. The mountain, dude.
Cheer.
And one dude just went nuts.
Yeah, he stood up and was
sold
like,
out
woo!
Room. One guy in the middle standing up like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
insane.
That was intense. That was real, real white trash.
I felt weird.
You probably felt right at home, dude.
Yeah, right, dude.
You probably were so happy. You were clapping. Right. I saw you clapping.
I didn't clap.
You definitely clapped.
I did not clap.
When he said, give it up for white pride, you started clapping hard.
Yeah, right, dude.
And then you held your eyes
you
like
were
you were imitating.
You were watching a video of a David Duke speech, and you're like, what? Fuck yeah.
You did that thing where you hold your fingers on your eyes and make them slanty, and you start going, oh, what a privilege. It was ridiculous. He did that on stage. In he held his eyes like that and was like, oh, the gluten free.
No, I didn't. I never did that.
He also did all those prank calls in the beginning by himself before I got here. He was sitting in an empty fucking house doing that Asian impersonation to some fucking poor lady at Whole Foods.
That took me a minute to get that down. That was Russian, by the way. My Russian impersonation is sick.
Do some more Russian right now.
Oh, the hell out of that.
That's Russian?
I never say hello. That, I can speak Korean. I'm allowed to do it. I never say hello. It's Korean for hello.
Is it?
Be cool means get out of the way.
Be cool is get out of
no,
the way?
No, it's be cool.
Oh, be cool.
Be cool.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
That's, I drive Uber sometimes in Philadelphia, which basically is just me driving around Asian people, Asian tourists. And I pick them up at the Rocky statue, and I drop them off at the River de Bell. All right, dude.
Yo, cut it out.
Issue an apology right
no,
now.
You.
This is not good.
I'm tweeting right. I'll tweet on behalf
this
of the show.
This is not good.
I'm going to tweet on behalf of the
you
show.
You got to post this in the Philly Comedy Network.
I will.
I got caught jerking off on my little brother.
Really?
He was too young. It was embarrassing. He was too young to understand like what jerking. He was like 5. So he just heard. I used to use Vaseline and jerk off when
ew.
I was younger. It feels so good. I used to
yeah,
use Vaseline.
I fucking know.
But your hand's compromised for like 72 hours. You have like a slick hand. It's like you were bowling.
So, I would like, and it's noisy too. It's a noisy lube. So I'd be in there and just be like. And my little brother told my other brother who was older. He was like, Matt was in the bathroom and all I heard was. So he didn't know what it was, and my brother told me, and I just beat the shit out of my little brother. I was like, fuck you, dude. Ever tell that one? I didn't tell
you beat him off.
I get it. I beat
he
the
didn't
shit
even know
out
what
him.
You were doing.
I beat the shit out of him, dude.
Holy
and then
fuck.
I caught, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I caught my older brother jerking off. He was bent over the... I'll never forget it. He was, like... bent down over the bathtub and he's red hair, so I just see like these red pubes and this boner. And I was like, he's like, I was washing my hair. I was like, yeah, right.
I had a friend.
He's fully erect, washed. It's even worse if you have a full boner washing your hair.
I had a friend, I think we were like freshmen in high school, and I called his house. And when I called his house, they were like, oh, he's in the shower.
Yeah.
And I just remembered that. Because when I called, he never showered. He always smelled bad.
Yeah.
So it stuck with me. When I called him earlier that day, he was in the shower. And then he got to my house. And right when he got to my house, he was like, you mind if I get in the shower?
What, you want to jerk off in your house?
Yeah. So I knew he was jerking off. So I waited like 10 minutes and then popped the lock and swung over the door. But I was like, what are you doing in there? And he was laying in the back of the shower. And he fucking, when I scared him, because I could see him hanging out of the shower like the curtain was off and he fucking ripped the curtain down.
Oh my God.
And he was like, don't tell anyone, because I had a bunch of friends over. We were in the basement. And he was like, don't tell anyone. I was like, I won't. I just walked downstairs. So I was like, I just caught him jerking off. That's the best, dude. If you ever get to catch anyone jerking off, you give it a second.
Oh, yeah.
And then go, what are you doing today?
Oh my God.
I got a. this is another great one. A friend of mine and I, we were in the. Dominican Republic. His parents took us on a nice vacation. And he was jerking off the whole time. He kept taking those hour-long showers.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
I was a master of that, too.
You're in the DR,
I was like, listen, dude. Stop jerking off in the shower. Like, I knew he was. And he was like, I'm not doing that. And I was like, yeah, you are.
Definitely.
He's like, no, I'm not. Stop. So then finally, the last day we were there, he was taking one. I was like, all right, I'm going to get him. And I swung open the door to the shower, and he wasn't in there. The shower was empty. It was on, but it was empty. The bathroom was empty.
What
I was like,
doing?
What the fuck? There's this huge wardrobe closet on the other side of the bathroom, and I opened that real slow, and he was in the back of it, sitting on a fucking trunk, like, naked, like, playing with his dick. And he didn't see me, so I stood there, and I was just like, what are you doing in there? He's like, oh.
That's horrible.
It's so funny.
So basically, I grew up next to all my cousins, and, you know, and all, I think all of us are kind of a little bit on the spectrum there. Would you say? I can't.
Autism?
Yes.
You guys are all, other than Matt, Matt's the fucking runt of the bunch, but they're all fucking like 6'8" fucking
giants.
Monsters.
Just all my whole family's giants. I'm small, but I'm like real jacked and ripped. But the, but yeah, so we're all kind of on the spectrum there.
You're not small, though.
I'm not,
you're
small,
not small.
But compared
you're,
to my.
You're a normal human.
Compared to my Monstars family.
Yeah, the rest of your family is.
Gigantic.
Just
big idiots. And but no, they're cool. But anyway, so we're all, like, you know, kind of on that little prism of specialness. And,
yeah, because you guys grew up in a fucking compound in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, I only knew my cousins.
Didn't
so.
You say you used to torture frogs?
Yeah. I walked up to the pond one time, and one of my cousins was dissecting a frog with a ripped-off piece of a soda can. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I came, and he helped me, and we actually I felt a frog's beating heart in my hand. Out of its chest.
Holy fuck, dude.
I kanoed that fucking frog.
You need to change.
It was young. I didn't know.
I know.
I didn't know.
See, that's what's tough about you. Like, it's tough to blame.
I'm a savage.
It's tough to blame you now for those things.
I'm a savage.
Oh, dude, Matt just farted into the microphone.
I knew this sick freak would do that. No, oh, there's another one. I was definitely talking. Again,
I'm
bothering
myself. You
can't
keep farting into the microphone.
Dude, I'm not.
I definitely jerked off in all my friends' houses growing up. I had to do it. I, like, always had to do it. And every,
yeah.
If someone
had
me at their
yeah.
house, at one point I went to the bathroom and jerked off. Every single time.
I think I was, yeah.
I mean, it's just, I definitely did that. My cousins used to rent a beach house, and they had, like, they had a full-on walk-in shower. It was like a walk-in
yeah.
locker shower, the whole thing. It was like a room that was just a shower. And I used to rip the most insane fucking beats in there. Like, I would go in there and be like, I can't wait to jerk off in that walk-in shower.
Oh, man. I think my friends, we were pretty open about it.
Jerking off?
Yeah, you'd just be like, oh, I'm going to jerk off.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much jerked off of myself, but there was, you know, I didn't, there was times where I'd tell people, like, I got to fucking, you know what, I was kind of guarded about it. I would typically sneak off and do it, now that I think about it. That wasn't something
yeah.
I, like,
we had
came
a couple
to
guys
with.
Like that, a kid who said he needed to shower at my house.
Yeah, sneak off and fucking rip it. It's kind of, it's better when it's secret.
It's funny that he said, I need to shower when he got to my house.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like, a blatant, and, like, just pretend to take a dump, dude.
Yeah.
There was
Don't tell anyone. Just go up to the bathroom.
Take a dump, dude. But there was a big scandal at one point in my cousin's house across the street. There was this porno that circulated back and forth between our house. It was a VHS. It was called Spanish Fly 14. my cousins were the first ones to somehow get it. So they were, like, there was a three of them. They were supposed to be babysitting. Their parents were out. So they're all, like, older than me. So there's the three of them just watching a VHS porn downstairs with the fucking the door open. So my one cousin runs, hits the stop button on the VCR. He runs upstairs. My other cousin hits the button again to, like, pop the video out. And his Ajax was the third in line. So rather than grabbing the video and just running, he just stood in front of the VCR with his hands behind his back. And his parents came in. They're like, what are you doing? He was like, nothing. We're just watching TV, and they're like, "What do you got there?" And he's like, "Nothing." And my Aunt Marcia put it in, and it was like literally, they made them all come down and they put it in there, and it was like a fucking like hardcore like hairy pussy penetration scene.
Whoa.
Yeah, like a seven. It was like an old porno. So like she was like, "Jesus Christ!" And they like smashed it, and all three of them had to pick crabgrass for like the next month.
That was their punishment.
They were grounded for like a month
for jerking off
for watching porn. Yeah, that's you can't bring that filth into her house. She's a holy woman. My dad was calling him the Three Musketeers.
So funny, Ajax blew it.
He shit the bed.
Oh, man.
I mean, they all collectively shit the bed. He just should have ran, but he just stood there and was like...
What's Ajax up to? We haven't covered him in a while.
He's a salesman.
He's a beast. I catch him on social media. He fucking
rips.
He's
a salesman, dude.
His guitar playing and singing.
Unbelievable.
He rips.
He got real into, like, audiobooks and, like, he's real into, like... personal, no, what it like motivational speaker type stuff.
Do they face off, Ajax and Iceman?
They've met.
Do they ever face off, though?
One meet. Nah, they just met
they
one
only
time.
Met once?
Just nodded like two cowboys at each other, and that was, they went their separate ways.
They are fucking cowboys, dude. They're
real.
Wild West world.
Yeah, dude, they were fucking sick.
Also, you ripped a frog's heart out?
That's okay. So I KO'd a frog. That's besides the point. So that's just to set the tone. I KO'd
that. Fatality'd
that
frog, dude.
I KO'd that frog. And so basically... in recent news at this compound, this very special place from which I came, so our one cousin named Ajax, you know, he was, I don't know, he just, like I said before, we're all kind of on that special little spectrum. He was just the easiest to push in the pool. So he was definitely, like, the most on that one.
Yeah, they don't test for anything mentally at the McCusker compound.
Nah, dude.
They just decide.
You just go to school, and that's fucking
who's
that.
Who's the easiest to push in a pool is the furthest on
he
the
threw a, he did throw a metal bat at us once.
Why?
He was on his way to a job interview, and we dumped water on him. We threw a bucket of water on him. And he picked up a metal bat and threw it at our head, and we had to hit the deck. So, luckily, that thing didn't hit me, man.
Did he go to the fucking interview covered in water?
Wawa.
He went to a Wawa.
He just put on a different t-shirt.
He was trying to get an interview job at Wawa, and you threw a bucket of water on him. Yeah. Dude, you are the worst guy.
We were like seven. I didn't know. We didn't even know he was going to a job interview. So, we had like a Metallica t-shirt on. So, we threw a bat at our heads, dude. If that thing hit us, I would have been Stephen Hawking's this podcast right now. I was like, yeah. I love to eat pussy. There are many pussies in the universe.
Matt, Jesus Christ.
He's been fucking your cousins.
Yeah, he should have.
Which is way worse than American greed for oil.
That's the ultimate greed, dude.
Fucking your cousin. That is the ultimate greed. It's just like, you can fuck anyone on earth. Be like, I must have her. She's very beautiful.
We are very close. Brings us families very close and united. That's the explanations were so funny for him. People were acting kind of like, people try to act like it's like my dad with asbestos. He's like, "Dah, it's not as bad as they say. It's, you can have a little bit of lead in your blood, you'll be all right." They're like, "Look at us, we're fine. My parents were cousins. Their parents were cousins.
My cousin butt fucked his cousin. Very strong man now." I'm so excited for them to get wind of this.
Oh my god!
I'm excited for the McCusker clan to get a hold of that.
Yeah.
You might be fucking. They might send an assassin.
I might get fucking pressured, dude.
You might have to take this down.
No, it was like extended. It's maybe like it's extended family.
Maybe a bow and arrow could be breaking out.
It's extended.
Ajax might break out that bow.
Wasn't Ajax. It's extended.
No,
I can say
him.
It's extended family.
Sure.
So I am safe within the cells of my main family. It's like extended family.
Oh, they're
stuff.
Not even going to hear about the butt fucking.
I hope not, bro.
So yeah, so basically, recently at the compound, there was a – so my other cousin lives behind where our parents live, back like up the driveway. The driveway goes from asphalt to just stones, and that's kind of where it gets a little wild back there. And so my cousin had this – he has animals, and there was a goose back there that got loose. I don't know. I think my other cousin dropped it off, and it was just a raging goose. It was trying to bite – it was nibbling some of the
nibbling people.
I was trying to nibble some of the children. There's a lot of kids there, too. So my cousin, he commissioned Ajax, the one we dumped the water on, who had just gotten into the boat.
Did he get that job at Wawa?
Oh, he worked at Wawa for a while. He actually, they had it was like employees, like a safety zone. What is that called when they don't have any injuries for like 400
days?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
They had that thing like injury free for 400 days. It's third day, he almost cut his finger off on the meat slice. And just ran around spurting blood all over the hoagies. Oh. So my cousin commissions Ajax, Wawa veteran, who had just got into bow hunting. He's like, yeah, you got to kill this goose, man. It's like it almost bit their babysitter and everyone was freaking out. So, you know, Ajax takes his assignment. A couple days later, I guess my cousin forgot about it. And,
all right, you're not saying it. I'm saying it.
What?
Your cousin hired an autistic dude with a bow and arrow to kill this fucking goose.
That could be. That could be the. I don't think. I think he's more like a. I don't know.
I don't. I know you don't want to say it because he's your family.
Well, it's nothing, wrong with it. But
you don't know. I don't know him. I don't know him at all.
I think he's more Asperger-y. Which is that's whatever.
Autism. Yeah.
All right. Fuck you. The whatchamacallit. So yeah. So he commissions my cousin. So my other cousin's having a little party up at the house, and he has his little boys there, and there's, you know, a couple little kids.
Having a little boy party up at the compound.
A little boy party, nothing to be concerned about. Dude. A couple little boys, maybe a girl or two. Little girl, fucking. Anyway, so
come on.
I'm saying there's a little girl and boy. You're the one insinuating. All right. Fucking.
You said it's a little boy party.
A little boy party, because it was just they have sons. I don't know. We have strong genes. Anyway, so so my cousin Ajax comes over yonder with a bow and arrow, and just impales this goose in front of these children, and the arrow goes right out of it. So he takes another arrow out, hits it again, right through this thing. So all the little kids are obviously watching. My cousin Pat is probably like, oh, shit, and he's just looking.
And here comes a giant my cousin's Metallica
like
6 t-shirt.
6'5", 250 pounds. He didn't want to lose. Actually, his big gripe was he had just bought those arrows, so he didn't want to lose them. So he went up, he put his bow around his shoulder like a true animal, and just went up to that goose and strangled it by its neck and killed it in front of those children. Taught them a valuable lesson.
What's that? What's the lesson?
Don't be nibbling kids. Don't you dare. Or else you get choked the fuck out, dude. 2 hours through you.
Don't nibble kids and you get choked
that
the fuck
got
out.
That goose got Jon Snowed. All the little kids came up and put a dagger in it and walked away.
I did those shows. Well, I did a show on Saturday and then I went home Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Hung out with my family. Played a little hide and go seek in the dark with my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was really, really fun.
That is fun.
It was good old-fashioned.
We used to call that Predator.
You guys used to call it Predator?
We used to play that, and then we played with my cousins across the street, and fucking one time Ajax got naked. When the lights were out, it was like the whole point is like Ajax is naked. Like you can't fucking land. It was like you're in the dark, so you might just fucking like land on him.
Wait, Ajax got naked on purpose?
Like, yeah, he would, it was like the joke. My cousins used to play Predator and all get naked, so they played hide and seek in the dark and they'd be naked. He was called Naked Predator.
Holy shit.
Because it was like at my house, it was like 998 is my address and my cousins are 1002 and they're literally across the driveway. So we'd be like, dude, that's fucking Naked Predator, some weird 1002 shit, dude. We don't know about that.
In the house? They would all get naked?
On the top floor, yeah.
Damn.
I think that was back when we lived in Havertown, though.
Naked Predator.
Yeah, dude.
So wait, did they call it Predator because the movie Predator?
I think so, because you can't see. You're like the Predator.
Like
you're
sexual predators.
No. It's just Predator. Like, you're in the movie, you can't see. Everything's black. You have to, like, try to find.
A bunch of naked boys playing tag.
In the dark.
Calling it Predator.
In the dark, so no one knows, dude. I hopefully am not getting that wrong and spreading a vicious lie, but I know someone got naked during Predator. I can say that 100%.
Ajax is going to fuck you up, dude.
Dude, he doesn't give a fuck. He'll sit right there. I'm like, hell yeah, I got naked.
He's going to come through here with a bow, put one through you, dude.
No way.
Strangle you.
No way, dude. Ajax has been in showbiz forever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He knows the game?
He knows the fucking deal. No fucking press is bad press.
True. Ajax is getting a ton of press.
Yeah, dude, doesn't give a fuck.
So the show got canceled, then Beezer pulled some strings and was like, how would you guys like to have the Shane Gillis?
That's what's up.
And the guy who was running the show is like a fan. He was like, holy fuck, that'd be incredible, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
It's like the one booker that likes me. He's like, holy fuck, dude, yes.
Get him down here now.
We'll pay him, dude. Bring him down.
That's awesome.
So I did a show in Delaware on Saturday, and it was great.
That's sick.
And the guy Schiavi.
Yeah, dude.
He had a couple cold ones, I think, during
the
show. Yeah,
a couple briskies?
Yeah, I think he had a few cold ones during the show. He was, like, yelling at the audience before he brought me up. He's like, turn your fucking chairs around. This guy's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, dude, don't do that. He was like, Shane fucking Gillis.
Oh, that's awesome.
And no one in the audience knows who I am. They're like, all right.
Where was this?
Who's this loser? It's called 8th and Union.
This is down in Wilmington.
In Wilmington.
Sick.
Yeah. And then I ended up having a good show.
That's awesome.
There was a lot of talkers. I was telling them to shut the fuck up, and the crowd was like, fuck yeah.
You're in a bar?
Yeah.
That's a must.
But it was in a back room.
Okay. That's tight.
It was a nice room.
Yeah.
But these people were like hammered. Yeah, the whole room was shit-faced.
They were still carried over from yesterday.
It was
nuts,
dude. I think they had some big doinks.
They're probably snorting Keef all weekend, dude.
They were fired up. Yeah, it was 4:21. They were still. It was party time in there.
Yeah.
I had a black guy in the front row high-fiving me every few minutes.
How long did you do?
A half hour.
Whew.
blessed him with
30
minutes.
You went down in Blaze, Delaware.
I did. Yeah, it was fun. I swear to God, Ajax McCusker was in the audience.
I heard you had a fake sighting.
The whole show, I was just staring at this guy. He had long hair.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Metallica t-shirt. I mean, I was like, that's got to be Ajax.
That's a close call. He moved to Philly, though.
And I was looking at him the whole show, like, huh?
He's looking at you.
I was like, this is definitely Ajax. So then after the show, I went and tried to find him. And then when I, like, approached him, I realized he was, like, 5'8". And I was like, this can't be Ajax. Ajax is like, I was like, what's up, dude? He was like, what? I was like, oh, shit, my bad, man.
Six was telling me, you're like, that's Ajax, dude. It's definitely Ajax.
I thought for sure.
That's so funny you had a fake Ajax sighting.
Yeah. If that was Ajax, that would have been.
That's so fucking funny.
For the listener who doesn't remember who Ajax is.
It's my cousin.
It's Matt's cousin who strangled a goose in front of a bunch of kids.
Shot it with a bow and arrow and murdered it.
Which is one of my favorite stories.
Dude, he's the fucking best.
He's got it.
He listens to audiobooks at 1.5 speed.
Really?
He's blast through audiobooks.
He's speeding through the audiobooks.
Yeah. He's a fucking man. Yeah, they're nukes.
We nuke the nuke.
We do nuke them. We nuke the nukes. And then we have a follow up nuke that's like, yeah, you think you're going to send a nuke at us?
We nuke the nuke. Nuke the nukers.
Lots of nukes going on, dude.
That's good.
It's like a big old grab ass game of nukes.
Nukes are sick.
Love
dude.
Nuclear technology.
I
dude.
Can't wait for nukes to start popping off, dude.
Oh, dude, I fucking can't wait.
I'm safe down here in this basement.
I do fantasize sometimes about like a post-apocalyptic world, or just like having to live like if the whole government falters, everything goes down to shit. Sometimes I think like, as much as people are like, ooh, you say that now, and it's like, I know, I would miss fucking hot water and shit, but fuck, dude, just roaming around, no one has jobs. The only game is just fucking getting back to your bunker. Blasting fucking thieves and pirates.
Dude, I mean, I understand you're talking Mad Max, but when governments falter, you get the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. Your family are put in a camp.
Some do, but by who?
And you're working.
I'm not talking, but that's like another
just
government
a gang
popping
of dudes
up.
With AK-47s.
I'm talking about this. It's pure anarchy.
I know. That's why I said I know you're thinking like Mad Max level.
Exactly.
But
fire up a go-kart, dude, blast it across the grass. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Hell yeah.
I think about that. Or just like riding a horse. Like, you just ride a horse.
Get a horse.
Get some water. Your day is like make it to the water hole.
Shoot
a bandit.
You got to water your horse.
Yeah, I got water, dude.
This is good stuff.
I'm not going to lie.
Would you keep Ajax with you?
He'd be on my fucking compound. I mean, I would call. I have a big family. I would call. I'd be like calling all cousins, dude. We're going to set up a barbed wire fucking fence.
Damn, you know how hot that would be with all those hot cousins around in your barbed wire fence?
I mean that economy, hot cousins, is like having that's like your savings account. You'd start getting some trades on with other compounds.
The Gillis clan in Central PA, we could barter some cousins.
We'd be on the Silk Road, dude. We'd be on the pubic hair road.
Come up to the Appalachians, dude. We'll give you some cousins.
Be the cousin pube road.
We'll trade you some cousins. That'd be sick if we could barter cousins.
That'd be tight.
I'd give you a fucking ugly fat Gillis. You'd give me I'd barter some cousins for you.
I get the boys. The boys would get on her.
I got Frankie Gillis, dude. Him versus Ajax might be the battle of the century.
Oh, that'd be sick entertainment.
Fight like champions.
Everyone would start shaking hands at the elbows, too. Be like, nice. Glad we joined camps.
Be like, now send your autistic cousin versus my autistic cousin. Frankie would fuck shit up, dude. I gotta show you this guy.
I gotta see these boys in action,
Frankie's
dude.
One of the funniest people ever.
I mean, I'd have all the boys out in the yard all day just like lifting rocks and shit, dude, just preparing for...
Now, my family now is weak. We'd have to join forces with... There's the Connolly brothers. We would join the Connolly clan, would unite. We'd have... Central PA, we'd have a good post-apocalyptic...
That'd be a nice stronghold, yeah. That'd be a nice stronghold.
We might post up at Three Mile Island.